Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you can also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Brian Tracy has consulted more than 1,000 companies and addressed more than 5 million people in 5,000 talks and seminars throughout the U.S., Canada, and 70 other countries worldwide. As a keynote speaker and seminar leader, he addresses more than 250,000 people each year. Now today, Brian is going to tell us about 5 common success myths that just might be limiting you from living your dream life. Listen to Brian.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and today I want to talk to you about the 5 success myths that may be limiting you from living your dream life. The first is believing that being rich, thin, and happy should be your ultimate goal. These are not goals, these are wishes and fantasies common to all mankind. A goal is like a beautiful home, carefully designed, revised continually, upgraded regularly, and worked on constantly. You need to be specific and have clarity about your goals. Most importantly, if it's not in writing, it's merely a dream or a wish, a vague objective with no energy behind it. The next myth is believing that you need to go to a 4-year university. I understand college is expensive, especially with the direction of our economy and the way the education system is going. As many of you know, I never attended college and barely graduated from high school. I joke around constantly that I was in the bottom half of the class that made the top half possible. So with the rising cost of a college education, this topic has come into the limelight even more so over the past few years, with a lot of individuals who are wondering whether it makes sense to pay tens of thousands of dollars and sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars for a college education, and whether or not it is really necessary in order to achieve success. Well, for some of us, we don't know what we want to do with our careers in the long term, and that's okay. I worked at odd jobs here and there, and plenty of manual labor jobs before I ultimately discovered what I wanted to do for my career. The best thing you could do for yourself is not live your life based on what others think you should do, and do what you feel is best for yourself. Just because one person went to college and is successful does not mean that that is the only path to success. Determine what is best for you and your future goals, and then pursue that no matter what the journey looks like. Another myth about success is believing you need more money. We've heard these things before. If only I had more money, then I would be happy. And money is the root of all evil. It's as if little green pieces of paper somehow have intrinsic power to erect buildings, create computers, inspire students to read, make people happy, or worse, to corrupt people. The reality is that money has no intrinsic value whatsoever. People have intrinsic value, and money is nothing more than a representation of stored value. The more value you provide for others, the more currency will flow into your life. Focus on serving others rather than on money, and the money will flow to you naturally. Next, many of us believe that you have to want it to make it happen. Now, this is partially a myth. It is true that you have to have clarity and a burning desire for what you really want in life. Practicing the law of attraction is one of the most powerful techniques that you can use to become a successful person and to ensure desirable consequences and better results in your life. Your expectations become your own self-fulfilling prophecies. However, it's not enough to just want or expect success. The key to success is the willingness to initiate and take action. Don't wait for someone else to do something. Be action-oriented. Do something, do anything, but get busy, get going. Do something every single day that moves you in the direction of your most important goal at that moment. Develop the discipline of doing something 365 days each year that is moving you toward something that's important to you. You will be astonished at how much you can accomplish when you utilize this formula in your life every single day. The last myth is believing success is having it all. The six-figure CEO job, the family, the beach houses, etc. As I mentioned earlier, many of us think that someone else's definition of success is valid for us. We often feel a little uneasy if we're not successful at doing something that someone else thinks we should be successful in. Many people allow their parents to influence their choices of career and find themselves miserable as a result. The fact is that life and success is very much like a smorgasbord. If 100 people went to a smorgasbord and each put food on their plates in the quantity and mix that each felt would be most pleasing to himself or herself, every single plate would be different. Even a husband and wife would go up to a smorgasbord and come back with different plates that look completely different over time. Success is the same thing. Your success is composed of a great variety of ingredients: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Each person requires a particular combination of these ingredients in order to feel the very best about himself or herself in life.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Brian Tracy, simply search YouTube and be sure to check out his website, briantracy.com. Sign up for his free newsletter. One of my personal favorite Brian Tracy books, Million Dollar Habits, can be found at Brian's website and or amazon.com. And I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with Brian Tracy. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.